to amazing discoveries.
Oh, we're caught again.
You guys, can you please not watch this? Or not?
Folks, this ever happened to you? You go in the refrigerator to get a nice glass of milk, but these darn cartons are so flinging, flanging hard to open.
Well, you said it, Mike. I don't...
Oh.
There's got to be a better way.
And there is, Kevin.
Can you please turn this off?
No way, Kevin.
There's a revolutionary new product that guarantees you'll never have to open up milk cartons again. Meet the Milkmaster 2000.
Are you intrigued?
You're flinging right I am.
This is the first time he's never used this product before. You're going to see how easy this is to do. Go ahead. This works in any milk carton.
Wow, it is easy.
Now I can have milk every day. I can't watch this anymore.
Oh, all right, you've suffered enough. We'll change it.
How many times has this happened to you?
There's got to be a better way.
Official, there are no good movies.
So let's go to a bad one and make out. Perhaps you would like me to turn like this so you can bunny bump against my back.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, man. What's up?
Maybe you can tell me. My agent would like to know why I didn't show up at the audition I didn't know I had today. The first good thing she gets me in weeks. How could you not give me the message?
I'll tell you, I do enjoy guilt. But, it wasn't me.
Yes, it was. It was him. Uh-huh. Okay, it was me.
How was it you?
Well, it was all so crazy, you know? I mean, Chandler was in the closet counting to 10, and he was up to 7, and I hadn't found a place to hide yet. I meant to tell you, and I wrote it all down on my hand. See? All of it.
Yep, that's my audition.
Yeah. See? Now, this is why I keep notepads everywhere.
Yep, and that's why we don't invite you to play.
What is the great tragedy here? You go get yourself another appointment.
Well, Estelle tried, you know. The casting director told her I missed my chance.
Well, that is unfair. I'll call her. I'll tell her it was totally my fault.
See, she can't do that. The casting director doesn't talk to friends. She only talks to agents.
What a sad little life she must lead. Okay. Ooh.
What are you doing?
No, I know. Ooh.
Hi, this is Caitlin from Phoebe Buffay's office. Is Anne there for Phoebe? She'll know what it's about.
Hang up.
Annie, hi. Listen, we've got a problem with Joey Tribbiani. Apparently he missed his audition. Who did you speak to in my office? Estelle? No, I don't know what I'm going to do with her. No. All right, so your husband leaves you and then burns down the apartment. The world does not stop.
Is anybody else scared?
Right. Well, look, if Joey loses this audition, then that is it for Estelle. I don't care. Annie, you are a doll. What time can you see him? I need a pet.
Get the woman a pad. Get the woman a pad. A pad. A pad.
Now you want a pad.
Huh. Well, that's funny. Ugly naked guy's still naked, but his dog's wearing a sweater.
Hey.
Here's my boy. Here's my boy. And here's his Barbie. What's my boy doing with the Barbie?
He picked it out at the toy store himself. He loves it.
He carries it everywhere. It's like a security blanket, but with ski boots and a kicky beret.
Yeah, it's cute. Why does he have it again?
So it's got a doll. So what? Unless you're afraid he's gonna grow up to be in show business.
This wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that he's been raised by two women, would it?
You know what? It's fine. If you're okay with the Barbie thing, so am I. Give Daddy the Barbie. Give Daddy the Barbie, okay? How about, don't you want to play with a monster truck? No? Okay. Ooh, how about a dino soldier?
Ross, you are so pathetic. Why can't your son just play with his doll?
I gotta go to work. Has anybody seen my left boob?
I love that movie.
It is? Joey, what are you doing?
Sorry, just felt nice.
Joe, answer the phone.
Hey, I only got one good arm, you know? You should be doing stuff for me. Go get me a sweater.
Just do it, okay? It's Janice, and if I get it, I'm gonna have to see her tonight. Oh, that's great. I'm gonna have to see her tonight.
What's the deal? Why don't you want to see Janice?
Okay, last night at dinner, when the meals came, she put half her chicken piccata on my plate, and then she took all my tomatoes.
That's bad because you hate chicken piccata?
No.
You didn't want to share your tomatoes. Tomatoes are very important to you.
No, it's like all of a sudden we were this couple, okay? And this alarm started going off in my head, you know? Run for your life! Get out of the building!
Ugh, men are unbelievable. Janice just thought she was giving you chicken. She didn't think she was giving you scary chicken.
What is it with you people? I mean, the minute you start to feel something, you have to run away?
I know, that... That's why I don't want to go tonight. I'm afraid I'm going to say something stupid.
Oh, you mean like that guy thing where you act all mean and distant until you get us to break up with you?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know about that?
What do I do? I want to get past this. I don't want to be afraid of the commitment thing. I want to go through the tunnel to the other side.
Where there's no fear of commitment.
With any... We have any thoughts here?
Well, I've never been through the tunnel myself, because as I understand it, you're not allowed to go through with more than one girl in the car, right? But it seems to me it's pretty much like anything else, you know? Face your fear. You have a fear of heights? You go to the top of the building. You're afraid of bugs. Get a bug. In this case, you have a fear of commitment. So I say, you go in there and you be the most committed guy there ever was.
Amazingly, that makes sense. Mm.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Go for it, man. Jump off the high dive. Stare down the barrel of the gun. Pee into the wind.
Yeah, Joe, I assure you, if I'm staring down the barrel of a gun, I'm going to be pretty much peeing every which way.
You guys, listen to this and tell me what you think, okay?
Okay.
That's interesting. Oh, because it's a beeper. Oh, it's your audition from this morning.
Oh.
Can I use the phone again?
Sure, babes. You know, that's what they're for. Emergencies and pretend agents.
Come on, baby, come on.
Hi, I have Phoebe Buffay returning a page. Okay, well, she's in her car. I'll have to patch you through.
Very nice touch.
Okay, go ahead. Hi, Annie. Fantastic. You got it. Will he work for Scale, you ask me? Well, I don't know about that. Except that I do and he will. Great. Oh, you are such a sweetheart. I would love to have lunch with you. How about we have lunch next Went through a tunnel.
Unbelievable.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was really fun. I mean, I've never talked on a car phone before.
You're so amazing. Could you do me this huge favor? See, there's this one other audition that I really, really want, and Estelle couldn't get me in.
I don't know. I mean, it was fun one time, but...
Come on, please. It would just be this one more. Well, actually, it's two.
Two?
Yeah. No, well, really, it's three. Please, you're so good at it. I love you.
Okay, I'll do it. But just these three, right?
No, it's four.
So how come you wanted to eat in tonight?
Because I wanted to give you this.
Oh, are you a puppy? Contact paper. You never really know what to say when someone you're sleeping with gives you contact paper.
Wait, there's more. See, the contact paper is to go in your brand new drawer. See, the drawer actually goes in my dresser.
Oh, you didn't have to do this.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, because you're my girlfriend. And that's what girlfriends should get.
Oh, well, I gotta buy a vowel. Because, oh, my God. Mom, who would have thought that someday Chandler Bing would buy me a drawer?
Not me. But that's what's happened. And there's more. We should take a trip.